Gingrich was remembered today for helping the U.S. secure bomb-grade nuclear material at a research center in Yugoslavia, an effort aimed at keeping the material out of the hands of terrorists. Today, nuclear experts released a report warning of dozens of other nuclear sites around the world that are still dangerously insecure. Republican Senator Richard Lugar and former Democratic Senator Sam Nunn hope the Bush administration will not lose sight of the worldwide nuclear threat as it prepares for war in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
12 years ago, Nunn and Lugar teamed up in the Senate to enact programs to safeguard weapons materials in the former Soviet Union. Today, Lugar, an Indiana Republican, admitted he sounds like Johnny One Note, but he says even after 9/11, it still takes a lot of effort to get continued funding for the Nunn-Lugar programs. He hopes the report released today will open the eyes of policymakers by showing that the world is awash with nuclear materials.
Having seen this inventory, hopefully we have some people who find true religion. Again, that it is important systematically to find it, to secure it, to help destroy it.
The report says that only a third of Russia's nuclear material has been secured. 1/4 of 1% of the Defense Department's budget is geared to this. There's also a chart outlining the terrorist pathway to the bomb. Sam Nunn argues the most effective and least expensive way to choke off this threat is to secure nuclear materials at the source. He politely questioned the Bush administration's priorities.
I'm concerned about North Korea in that desperate economic situation, whether if they were able to turn out a bomb a month, starting sometime this summer, they would be tempted to sell some of that plutonium. So I would worry about them as number one. You also worry about Iraq, Iran, you worry about other nations. But the easiest place to secure this would be just to buy some of it.
The former senator from Georgia now runs a private group called the Nuclear Threat Initiative. It helped fund the operation in Yugoslavia last year when U.S. troops airlifted about 2 to 3 bombs worth of highly enriched uranium to a secure facility in Russia. At the time, the State Department cited 24 other high-risk facilities. Nunn argues the administration is moving too slowly to clean them up.
I find it a very real paradox that you've got over 20 reactors with dangerous nuclear material that not being given the kind of priority they deserve because the personnel are diverted to other efforts that also involve nuclear possible nuclear materials and that may not be as dangerous as a nuclear reactor with a couple of bombs worth of material that's not secure.
Another expert with Nunn's organization said the assassination of Zoran Gingrich shows how quickly situations can change in these countries. Nunn and Lugar argue the Bush administration should appoint one person to work day after day to make sure nuclear materials don't fall through the cracks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.